And now it's time for your letters. Joining me now to sort through the mail is our producer and editor, Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher, what have we got today?
Well, we got a couple letters about our guest, Boyce Watkins. The Syracuse University finance professor talked about the new economic stimulus package. Boyce explained how the plan will impact the working poor.
I don't think they're going to benefit that much in the long term, in the areas that really matter. Basically, the stimulus package is designed to do one thing, to get money in the hands of poor and middle-class people so that they will spend it and throw it right back into the economy. And we're saying, rather than taking that money and spending it as they want you to, save it or invest it or do something different with your money.
Well, Robert Gable in Berkeley, California, heard the interview with Boyce, and he sent us this. You generally have very good commentators. However, Boyce Watkins throws in gratuitous racial references. For example, he talked about rich white folks telling poor people about the recession. Rich black folks would have probably been just as tardy in noticing the recession.
And earlier this week, I spoke with Nancy Amanda Redd. The former Miss Virginia has a new book called Body Drama. It's aimed at teenage girls working through body image issues. Janine Brewer in Myersville, Maryland, heard our talk and she wrote us this. If Nancy Amanda Redd was truly on a mission to help women and girls with body image difficulties, she should put some of her effort towards ending the so-called beauty contest that she took part in.
Also, we screwed up our story last week about black stereotypes in film. Listener Kamasi Hill in Chicago caught our goof. Kamasi writes, it was stated that Michael Clark Duncan won an Oscar 60 years after Hattie McDaniel. The truth is, he was nominated, but he never won. Now, for Rye, according to the Oscar Awards online database, Kamasi is right. In 2000, Michael Clark Duncan was nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role for his performance in The Green Mile. But Michael Caine won the award for his role as Dr. Wilbur Larch in The Cider House Rules.
Well, our apologies and thanks for catching it. And finally, earlier this week, I spoke with independent reporter Bob Butler. He has done a series of reports about how climate change is affecting the West African nation of Senegal. Listener Michelle Higgins wrote in about my talk with Bob and NPR's ongoing coverage of climate change. Michelle says, in a report on global warming in Senegal, Farai wondered if people cared if they were plugging in. I wanted her to know that at that very moment, I had my map pulled out. I was marking the events being discussed as notes near Senegal on the map. Yes, we do care. And this series helps us learn more and become more connected. Keep it up.
That's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. And as always, thanks, Christopher.
You're welcome, Farai.